Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, how to lose an election with grace. The morning after Barack Obama's election in 2008, George W. Bush made arguably his greatest speech as president. Bush had spent the past months biting his lip as his record was trashed daily by Obama. Yet when Obama won, Bush didn't hit back. Instead, he recognized Obama's election for its historic significance.
No matter how they cast their ballots, all Americans can be proud of the history that was made yesterday. Across the country, citizens voted in large numbers. They showed a watching world the vitality of America's democracy and the strides we have made toward a more perfect union. They chose a president whose journey represents a triumph of the American story, a testament to hard work, optimism, and faith in the enduring promise of our nation. It'll be a stirring sight to watch President Obama, his wife Michelle, and their beautiful girls step through the doors of the White House. I know millions of Americans will be overcome with pride at this inspiring moment that so many have waited so long. I know Senator Obama's beloved mother and grandparents would have been thrilled to watch the child they raised ascend the steps of the Capitol and take his oath to uphold the Constitution of the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
We tend to associate great speeches with moments of triumph or in the heat of the battle. Once an election or a war is over, the focus is on the victor. Yet some of the finest, most impassioned political speeches have been made by losers. Hillary Clinton's most memorable speech, when she referred to 18 million cracks in the glass ceiling, came after she conceded defeat to Obama. Teddy Kennedy's Dream Never Dies speech in 1980 also came after a defeat.
For all those whose cares have been our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
In the UK, one of Neil Kinnock's best speeches was on the eve of an election he knew he would lose.
If Margaret Thatcher wins on Thursday, I warn you that you will be quiet when the curfew of fear and the gibbet of unemployment makes you obedient. I warn you that you will have defense of a sort with a risk and at a price that passes all understanding. If Margaret Thatcher wins on Thursday, I warn you not to be ordinary. I warn you not to be young. I warn you not to fall ill. And I warn you not to grow old.
So why are these speeches so effective? Bob Kerry, a former US senator who ran for president in 1992, argues it's because a politician no longer has to care about how each line tests. They can just speak from the heart. There's a whole other program to be done about why politicians can't, don't, or won't talk from the heart anyway, but that's for another time. Kerry's advice for any politician at the start of a campaign? Write your concession speech first, take out the bit where you admit defeat, then deliver it. Of course, not all speeches by defeated politicians are classics. Many are bitter, angry tirades. Bernie Sanders may right now be wondering whether it's time for him to give his concession speech. As he sits down to write it, he should remember this. All political careers may end in failure, but some end in more graceful fashion than others. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.